Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Gotta get to the end! Where'd you go?
I'm flying!
Let the vines take you!
Grogan, I think that was all your fault, but I'm gonna help you out with this top thing.
And it's very magnanimous of you.
You hear a song echoing over the water towards you.
Ooh, let the dogs out.
It could be somebody who needs something, so we're just going to have to go down the ladder off the edge of the ship. Jonathan, get the ladder. 10 points to get the ladder.
Okay, well, hey, let's just take one step back. If you were in need of something, would your solution just be to softly sing about it?
I'm going overboard!
Shut up, Jonathan! She loves me!
I found the hammer nail. What are you doing? Don't let them out. What if they're just trying to tell you that they're not calling the siren?
Well, it's just that it seemed like they really couldn't help it when they were being called, and now they're sort of just more normal. Yes.
Sully was being quite abrasive before. I mean, more than usual.
You see this wave arc up and over top of the boat and slam down on top.
Oh, what the fuck is wrong with this water?
But then you look back and you see Moot up inside this water elemental, spinning and churning within it. Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Amy Moore.
Ah, yes, she, her. And I play Sullivan Slight, a Lightfoot halfling rogue. He, him.
And Carla Maxton.
She, her. I am playing Nerixius Acra, better known as Glim, a dragonborn paladin. Also, she, her.
And Tom Laird is here.
Yeah, that's me. He, him. I'm playing Moot, who also goes by he, him, and he's a half-orc wild magic sorcerer.
And we've got a couple very special guests today joining us from Spoutlore, because Twitter was like, hey, you guys need to play a game together, so that's what we're doing. First up, Sean O'Hara.
Hi there. I'm Sean, he, him, and today I'll be playing Bonesword, also he, him.
And Abdul Aziz.
Hello, my name is Abdul Aziz. I'm he, him, and I'm playing Boobs Frankenstein, also he, him.
Yes,
obviously,
you are.
No,
I'm on board already.
Only a man would choose a name that horrifying.
This is a name Abdul has been pushing for a long time.
I've got a lot of questions about Boobs Frankenstein, but I'm going to hold back until we're in the episode.
I thought also Bonesword, cool name. And then I heard Boobs Frankenstein, and I was like, sorry, Sean.
I don't know. You've got a lot of appendage is going on. One is more outwardly stated than the other. One is just a euphemism. Come on, my bone sword.
The bone sword.
Come on. Boobs. I mean, you're getting boobs.
We're covering as many bases body part wise as we can.
Absolutely.
Perfect. We're inclusive is what
we are. We'll fill in the rest as we go. And it's going to be like a bingo card. So folks, get out your body part bingo card. And just see how many you can cross off.
Everyone gets the head free square in the middle. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got bone.
I was going to put that as the butthole, but I mean.
Oh, man. That would have been the smart move.
It's okay. I play a lot of bingo.
We've got bone. We got boobs. We got Frankenstein, which is technically all of the other body
all
parts.
All of the parts. Oh, that's true.
Plus extras.
Bingo. Episode's
bingo
over.
Frankenstein have boobs? Now I've got more questions. I'll figure it out.
You know what?
It's fine.
Save all your questions for when we get in there. And when you join us on Patreon, Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast. You get an episode dedicated to you, like today's patron, L.A. Branton.
L.A. Branton?
L.A. Thanks, L.A.
Yes. L.A.?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want me to say it again? L.A. Branton.
That's a cool name.
Yeah.
Two All initials. Right. I like that.
That's my bully from high school, so.
Oh, God.
Well, they That's are a patron, Abdul, so I'm world. Sorry. It's we're going
to
go
gonna
with
have
them.
To thank them.
I mean, they did
They heard you
the
were
going to
be on, and they messaged me like, this is going to be a real mind fuck for Abdul, so.
Oh, man.
Starting with real good energy here. All right, fuck it, let's play. Moot, Glim, and Sully, and your shipmates, Captain Dorbin and Jonathan, lay sprawled out on a beach in the inlet you were in previously. Waves lapping calmly on the shore as the wild magic fog is slowly dissipating. None of you are conscious at the moment. We see the barge right in slowly sinking, kind of like the Titanic with the stern way up in the air and bubbles roiling all around it, sinking deep into the inlet below. We hear the sound of carriage wheels coming up a path just off in the forest, and the sound of two voices coming up the path towards our downed heroes.
No, I'm telling you that the best three cheese dip that I've ever had was back in Targonia, and it was cheddar, old cheddar, and young cheddar mixed together.
That sounds like it's just like it was just melted cheese. It was just a melted block of cheese.
No, it was not melted.
Oh. All right. I can see why that would be the best one, because it's like transportable. Like you can pack it with you and you just eat it on the go.
It was shredded. Shredded, not melted, loose.
I miss eating so much.
I know.
Thank you for telling me about this, though. I really appreciate you like kind of debriefing me on foods whenever we're on the road.
You come around this bend and you see this sight before you. Five individuals laying. It doesn't look like they're sleeping. It looks like they've been in a scuffle of some sort. Some have cuts and bruises and like bits of blood pouring from them. Bits of blood.
Bits of blood pouring from them.
You're,
blood
you're unconscious. Shut up.
Oh my God. Look at all those bits, man. They're everywhere.
There's so many individual pieces of blood all over the place.
You almost never see that.
God, it's congealed.
They're in pretty bad shape regardless.
Anyway, so my second favorite three cheese dip.
No. Okay, hold on. No, hold on. We'll get back to it. Are these people dead? Probably a good place for us to start. I'm going to go check them out. Bonesword hops down off the cart and goes to check out the quote unquote potential bodies.
Yeah. How do you check them? You just kind of like check for how do you check them?
I don't know. It's hard for me to check a pulse because I don't have one myself. Bonesword is a very gray, pallid looking. I'm going to say like 19 year old, a strong 5'9" and like maybe 170, but less because there are some parts of him missing. And he is wearing a backwards leather cap and a cut off leather vest. And he crouches down to just poke the nearest person.
Closest to you would be either a halfling or a half orc.
Half either way. I'm going to go for the hole and I'm going to poke the half orc. Oh, boobs, this one's alive.
Get used to it. It's your name.
You chose this name, dude.
I know, and that's a problem because it's so fucking funny to me.
I forgot for a second, and I was like, what a funny choice of like, oh
boobs.
Oh, boobs.
I used to say, oh, tits, but somebody yelled at me one time, so I wound it back.
Yeah, we're fucking woke necromancers. Literally, he's awoken from the dead.
From hell.
Sully, you begin to stir as a wave kind of pushes you over.
Yeah, slobber.
Okay, two of the three are alive.
Fuck. God, this is disappointing to me. Bonesword, you know that this is disappointing to me because I would prefer to find dead people so we could raise them and then impress those people at that Orcus party that we're going to.
Exactly. I mean, the situation really could go either way still, so let's just hold on. See if this other one's awake.
You go over to the dragonborn and give her a good shake.
Oh, Bahamut. Oh.
Oh, yep, it's all three. Sorry, Fuck. Man.
Are any of you dead enough to feel okay with dying and then having me resurrect you?
I'm going to say no for me. And I'll look around. Are Jonathan and Captain Durbin?
Dorbin,
thank you.
Dorbin.
Are they still unconscious? Or?
They appear to be still unconscious, okay. Yes. And Moot is still unconscious as well.
Am I now conscious?
Yeah, I said you woke up.
Well, you said I was stirring.
Well, you choose your
very
level
specific.
Of stir.
Wait, there are boobs. There are two more. We could still take this home.
Wait, do we not have three? Are there more than three people here?
There's five. I only saw the three at first. The other two were under all that kelp.
Shit, sorry. You know I have number dyslexia.
Do you want to get out of the cart and come over here and help me deal with these people, please?
I'm still on the cart. And I'm like, okay, I will choose to get off the cart and come and help you. And Russ, can I roll to climb off of the cart and walk over to help him? How many
rolls?
Roll
a dexterity saving throw. So roll your d20.
Okay.
Just one.
You said roll 20 dice, right?
Yes.
What does that one say?
I have 20 somehow D1s, so I'm just going to have to add.
I got a 2.
You fall flat on your face, and you're going to take... you hit like a tree, like a root that's coming up out of the ground. You're going to take 1 bludgeoning damage to your face.
Man, I told you that slim robe was too tight. You had to go for the boot cut.
It's not that tight. It looks good on me because I feel like, I mean, it is weird that it cuts so low that you could see the top of my butt crack, but because it is one of those boot riders. What the fuck are those called?
The robes that are split in the middle. So there's a top half and a bottom half. I don't know.
Yeah, let's call it boot rider.
Just get
it's fantasy world.
Please
it
come
is
over
now.
Here.
Gad, why am I wet? I'm so wet.
Are you
guys?
Are you, Sully, are you okay?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm all wet though.
Yeah,
oh,
me too.
Water.
Moot. And I've gone over and I'm shaking him. Oh, thank goodness. Okay, I guess we should check on Captain and Jonathan.
Wait. Like, the captain, sure, but, I mean, Jonathan.
Well, I mean, I said the captain first, and then when we get around to it, we can check on
I mean, we could probably eat something first, maybe just check and see
figure
if there's,
out
like,
where
a boat
we
somewhere.
Are.
Yeah, we
figure
could
out
just
where
leave
the boat
Jonathan.
Went?
Maybe, but just put, the kelp back over Jonathan.
Figure out who these two are? Hello?
Oh, yes, hello.
Oh, yes.
Strangers standing there over our unconscious bodies like weirdos.
We thought you were dead. In our defense.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That is our trade.
And what? Wait, hold on. And then what? Oh, you were looting? Were you gonna... And I checked my pockets.
We're not thieves. We're merely...
Go on, label yourself.
Well, I mean, I'm Bonesword.
Oh.
Nice to meet you,
Bonesword.
I do like a cool pose. When I say Bonesword, I like
Bonesword.
These guys
I flex.
Are cool. Wow. That's,
yeah.
Yeah. That's some.
What are you? 5'9"? You look strapping.
Yeah. Like.
Look, yeah.
Like hey. on the button.
Hey Moot, look how tall this guy is.
I wish I was that tall.
Yeah. A lot of people do.
And you over there?
I'm walking up. My face
with
is bleeding a little bit. Yeah. I'm like, hey, what's up? My name is Boobs Frankenstein. And
I'm sorry. What?
My name is Boobs Frankenstein.
Now, is that with one O, or is there a U in there somewhere?
It's two O's, but they both have umlauts over top of them.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And they're not where you think they are.
Oh, what?
Oh.
Wait, your boobs are? They are? They never are.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Well, okay, well, I seem to have all my stuff, so I think they're being kind of honest when they say they want stealing from us.
No, I mean, I was interested when you said that, dead people were your trade or your... What exactly did you... You said something along those lines?
Yeah, I'm a necromancer, trainee... Level 10 human wizard. I don't know if we say our levels in D&D.
No, but it's real cute. Keep going.
I don't know how diegetic the fucking level thing is, but boob sticks
is
level 10.
That's usually a secret, Abdul. You're not supposed to tell anybody.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm totally joking.
Oh, fuck.
This is common parlance in the world.
Right.
Yeah, Bonesword's like, you're level 10? Man, I'm only level 4. Like, when did you get so many levels?
Are you guys part of, like, a pyramid scheme or something? Or, like...
No, it's not a pyramid scheme.
Is it a cult?
We do report to someone above us, but it's not weird because they report to somebody above them, too.
Oh, right. So it's like... Oh, I bet you that there's some people below you, then.
Yeah, well, I mean... Hopefully one day.
Well, yeah, I mean, keep shooting for the stars.
Does Bahamut do this? Like, he's at the top, and then the people below him, and then are you, like, you must be, like, a level 100 or something, right, Glim?
Well, I mean, Bahamut...
Do we all have levels?
Bahamut really doesn't... He's, like, about equality and justice, so it's not so much, like, a real stratified sort of level system, although if there was, then I probably would be, like, a level 100. I mean... Obviously, I'm just number one fan. So, Captain.
Hey, wait.
Where's the boat?
You're gonna wake Jonathan. Just don't.
Where's the boat?
He sits upright, like just straight up. Where's the boat? We're not on the boat.
No.
We're on. We're not on the boat, so...
I would think a captain would know whether or not you are on or off
of a boat. You think
as a
bare minimum of captaincy, you would know boat or no boat.
Isn't
that
the first question on captain test is like, are you on a boat right now? Yes or no?
If it's not, it should be the first question.
It probably should be.
It is. I'm on a boat. I never forget. I'm on a boat. Motherfuckers, don't you ever... Flippy floppies on. Yeah, okay. No, I don't have my flippy floppies on.
You seem to have forgotten.
That is a... fucking crazy pneumatic device. Mnemonic device.
No, it's pneumatic.
No, it's pneumatic. It is powered by air. It's fine.
He looks out into the inlet before you and sees just the last remaining bubbles coming up from the sunken barge right in. Well, did you
nice to meet you. Captain Dorbin. Did you see a boat going down?
I mean, hard to say, really. We were no.
Well, it's probably where the boat is. Under the water.
The water, yeah. That would be my guess, too.
Yeah.
Traditionally, where it should be on top of the water. Yeah. It is now under.
Do we have a spare boat? That's my question.
No. It was on... I mean, the dinghy was on the boat, so both... boats have sunk.
Both.
Why, not a fucking thing.
Okay, yeah.
Huh. Mm. And yet we need to get to Tether.
Well, I mean, there is land.
Well, we're going to Tether.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Oh.
No
yeah,
way.
We can give you a ride. We have a carriage of indeterminate size that has not been established at all.
It looks enormous.
We gotta stop, like, in between for, like, a work thing, but, right. Like a networking thing, but if that's cool with you, you can come along for sure.
Ooh. Oh, I mean, I love networking.
I love networking.
It's kind of Glim's middle name.
Would it be okay if I handed out pamphlets at this networking event?
Yeah, I think it's like a pamphlet thing. Yeah.
Guys, yes.
Oh, hold on, Glim.
Hmm.
Check your pockets, girl. I'm soaked.
Oh, shoot. Oh, no, I keep the pamphlets in this special oilskin folder so that they are always dry, pristine, and ready to spread the good word of Bahamut to whoever I might meet. Speaking of which, heard about Bahamut? Because he's like this real cool guy. Super chill.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Jonathan's not moving.
Oh, Jonathan,
oh,
right.
Oh, no.
I thought
hold
he was...
on, right, we... Yep.
Boobs, wait. Get in here.
Is that guy dead?
Are you a doctor? No, wait. You're not a doctor. Wait.
I'm kind of the opposite.
No, it didn't kind of sounded, yeah, the
yeah.
other way.
Captain Dort was like steps on like the, you know, the leg, try and get him to move. He's like kind of slaps his face a little bit. Yeah, he's not. Anybody know CPR? First aid? Anybody here a first responder?
I could try
Hold on. Hold on. Let's think about this for a second. For a second.
Uh-huh.
Is he dead? Dead? Because, I mean, like, do we... Hold on, better question. Do we still need him?
Well we were supposed to deliver him.
We were going to take him
to
his
really
sister.
But they didn't say alive. They were not specifically
I don't
clear.
Think they needed to specify
I mean,
that
I thought it was assumed.
Do you think there would be a reward if we did bring him in not alive?
Reward might be the whole other way that we're going to be looked at when we get there with
yeah, I feel
the
like
dead
his sister
Jonathan.
Might be mad if we get there... And he's dead. Honestly, I think she'd be madder if we bring him dead than if he just doesn't arrive, because he's not really due for a couple more weeks, so...
Mm, okay. All right, do your thing.
Well, we remember when we were in that big battle with all the elemental, and, like, you used all your healing stuff to heal Moot, so he wasn't dead?
Yeah.
Sure,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So...
Counter-proposal. Counter-proposal.
Yes, what have you got?
Yes,
Boobs here. I don't know if I've introduced myself to everybody. Some of you were unconscious when we showed up. My name is Boobs. That's my first name. Last name, Frankenstein. So call me Boobs, everybody. And use my first name a lot, please.
Okay.
Well, as much as you can.
You got it, Boobs.
Where's the Frankenstein name come from?
It's Slovakian.
Oh. Is there a long line of Frankensteins?
There's, you know, like... Our family, we very much, like, we're made up of a bunch of other people.
But do you know Kneecap? I met him once at a party.
I do know Kneecap. Kneecap Cam Frankenstein.
Yeah. That's him. Same guy. Hair?
He got hair.
And the eyes that kind of hang out a little bit?
He does have eyes that hang out a little bit. My family is all necromancers. Right. I come from a long line of necromancers. Cool. I was trained to be a necromancer, which is why I was, like, wondering, do you want me... like, one thing we could do for your friend is, like, you're talking about healing him, counter proposal, just slit his throat and kill him. I can't do it. One of you guys has to do it. But then I will bring him back to life, and then you have an undead guy with you, so...
Well, now, what if he's already fully dead?
Then I can also bring him back to life.
Okay, so the throat cutting isn't required.
But we wouldn't
required.
Have to do any throat cutting.
It's just death is required.
I would suggest just slit it anyway, just
to
know.
Yeah, it's like an industry standard kind of thing.
Hmm.
Could I smother him instead with my shirt or something?
I mean, yeah, you might just have to cut his throat after that, but that's fine. I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna double check. Bonesword walks up and starts slapping this guy in the face.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Boobs walks up too, and he leans over and just screams also while Bonesword is slapping him in the face repeatedly over and over again.
Bonesword's yelling over the screaming. This works 100% of the time.
If Sully had a cell phone right now, he'd be videoing this. It'd be all over YouTube.
Yeah, there's no movement. Like, this is a frail, like, teenager, you know, pimples everywhere, just patchy.
Goes
beard.
By the shadow. Like, so, deserves every slap you're giving him.
Yeah.
Like, and his body's just limp, like, rolling back and forth at every move, and yeah, not waking up to any screaming whatsoever.
Man, I think we got a fresh one, Boobs.
Okay, and so if we could maybe not slight, because I mean, I think that my compadres here are correct, that we probably want to bring him generally unharmed. If he's all like cut up in the throat area, I think they're going to know.
You can usually cover that stuff up, though. Like, it's, and Bonesword lifts up his shirt and he's got a hole clean through his chest. He's like, you just cover it up and like nobody knows.
You want him? This guy cannot wear a scarf. Come on, look at him.
Most people can't pull it off.
Yeah,
that's true.
He can't pull it off. Right. Traditionally, how long do people, when you bring them back, how long do they, I guess, quote unquote, live? Would be the question.
How long have I been? Like 6 months?
Yeah, you died 6 months ago.
Yeah.
When you tried to backflip into that swimming pool.
Yeah.
And then I brought you back to life. The longest person I've ever brought back to life, they live for an indeterminate amount of time. Can I roll for this?
So they are still living.
You're creating the world
Maybe.
Around you. Yeah. You can do what you need to do.
You could say a number.
I can say any number.
Just go for it.
Any number.
Sure.
They lived for 50 years, but and I'm 19.
Wait.
But they aged backwards because I fucked
right.
it up.
Oh.
Wait.
It was in dog years.
Wait. Go back. You died by flipping off a diving
yes,
board?
Yes, this is what I'm wondering, too.
Yeah.
How did you
and
get
the hole?
Hole?
The
you
hole?
Really did a bad job with the flip, hey?
Well, the pool was empty, and there was an old volleyball net in there
Ooh.
With like the, and I landed on the pole.
Ooh. Right.
And I was just,
jeez.
Yeah. You might notice the hole's quite a lot larger. It's because I was trying to get off, and I was just like banging it bigger and bigger. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
As one does when they are impaled.
It was pretty sick, though. The backflip was tight. Worth it.
If he didn't die, he would have gotten so fucking laid that night. It would have been crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I can believe it. So is it okay not to mutilate this guy's body?
I mean, I guess.
It's fine. It's just
it's fine.
Just, takes
he
the fun
he just
out
belongs
of it.
To really important people, you know? Like the owners of where are we going? Tamac? Tamper?
Tether.
Tether?
The queen there.
He's like related to
he's
a
like
queen and two kings. He's their annoying little brother, so we like...
Yeah.
If he could be mostly fine and alive, I think that's probably good, right guys?
I mean, he can't come back any weirder than he already was.
Oh, that's certainly true.
Well, that's true, yeah.
How long do you guys think it's going to get you to go to... until you get to that place? Because he's going to get like gray eventually. And then after that, he gets like a bunch of other colors.
Right.
What? Like rainbow?
No. Maybe. So far, I'm just like this kind of purplish.
Right.
I think it looks pretty striking.
Oh, yeah. You're like a big bruise.
I mean, really, the 5'9" and purple combo?
Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
Pretty sick. But like, this is pretty... You can tell I'm dead, right? Like,
Oh, yeah.
He starts poking his face.
Totally.
Yeah, so...
Well, I mean, we probably got a few days travel between where I think we are and
honestly,
and the
they mostly ignore Jonathan, so I think as long as he's kind of like perambulating, it'll be fine.
Well, and if he wears his like shadow hood, they probably won't even really be able to tell.
That's true.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, day should be fine, right, Boobs?
Yeah, we can keep him alive for a day. We can keep him alive for longer. I mean, you guys are talking about days. Lenny's been alive for months. I mean, Bonesword, not
Bonesword, please, Bonesword. Lenny was my alive name.
Before
oh,
name.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. So, okay. You know, enliven him.
Yeah, what do we...
I'm,
do you need
can
us
we watch?
To, like... Should we go or light
oh,
a fire?
No, you're
just...
going to want to watch.
Oh.
It's awesome. I can see Abdul squinting at his computer. And this is, I imagine this is Boobs squinting at his notebook. How do I do this again?
Let me just make sure I have everything here.
Got a spell book out. It's like, I know I have this one in here. I mean, it worked for Bonesaw.
Yeah, I've only done it like twice.
Yeah. He is
once like, 50 years ago.
Boobs is a very novice. And despite the fact that he's like level 10, he's very like not new. He's pretty new at necromancy.
Like book smart. He's like a book smart level 10.
He's just starting to dabble.
Yeah.
What? Hey, Russ, what move?
It's going to be called Animate Dead.
Okay. Yeah.
It kind of describes itself, spells. Really.
I have chill touch.
I think he's already pretty cold.
It's when you're relaxing, a chill touch is a nice thing to have.
Chill touch, bro.
It's under your third level spells. Should be the first one there.
Ooh, Ray of Sickness.
That's what he cast on me just before I did the backflip into the pool.
Perfect. Yeah.
That's why it was so cool.
Sounds about right.
Gentle repose. This is Boob just like flipping through his fucking notebook.
Got this one.
Like it's a cookbook.
Do you want to make him look like he's gentle reposing?
He looks kind of gentle. I mean, he kind of has that just naturally, I think.
He was pretty useless, so I honestly feel like he's generally gently reposing all over the place.
Okay, here it is.
Free ride in it.
Animate dead. I have to be 10 feet away from him to do it, and it takes me 1 minute to do.
Okay.
So there we go. I'm going to animate this dead guy, and it's going to take me a minute. And I have to stand 10 feet away from him.
Yeah, you can be within 10 feet of him.
Why do you got to be so far away? I mean, you could be within 10 feet.
For the thrashing, obviously.
Well, you don't want to get any on you, okay?
So there's
it's like a magnifying glass, like trying to burn an ant. Like, you got to be the right distance away at the right angle.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm like the lens, and then the power of, you know, whatever, Orcus has to, like, fire through my body and then refract.
The power of whatever, you know. I don't know, Orcus, I guess.
Again, he's a novice at this.
Abdul, we normally don't pay attention to casting times, but you drew so much attention to it. I'm curious if I set a stopwatch and then you describe what you do for 1 minute.
I could do that for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Sully pulls up a seat, is sitting down on a piece of, like, driftwood about 10 feet away from the body, and has brought out soggy snacks and is eating them.
Yeah, for sure.
You tell me when you're ready.
With fervor.
And Bonesword's standing right next to him with his hand over his mouth going, yeah! Pumping his fist.
So countdown? Count me down, Bonesword.
Go.
No.
It's the middle time.
Welcome to the middle.
It's where we talk
about things.
In Canada, we call the middle.
The middle, eh?
There we go. It's like all Canadian show, so I wanted to have. I guess when it's us, it's also
it's
an all Canadian,
all Canadian
show.
Yeah.
But this is like
an ultra all Canadian show.
Ultra all Canadian.
Two great podcasters tweeted at on the internet that finally got together. Spout Lore and Dungeons & Dragons. Hey, Abdul and Sean, are you laughing as hard as I'm laughing just thinking about the game that we played?
So funny.
They really got us. Like, Russ had chatted with them. We didn't know them.
No.
And they just came in with boobs right away.
I like it. Just
Boobs Frankenstein was like one of the first things.
Oh, so good.
That was said. So
good. Yeah. No. What we want to tell you to do now is, because we didn't give them the opportunity because we were having so many goofs and guffaws, is to go listen to Spout Lore, because they bring that heat all the time on their show.
Little known fact, if you guest star on Dungeons & Dragons, you don't get to promote your own podcast.
We'll promote the hell out of it for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Spout Lore, you go listen.
That's right. Anytime I go on, I always feel awkward about selling my own stuff. So this is better, I think.
Yeah, we're doing them a favor.
Yeah.
We're doing their plugs for them.
Exactly. The housekeeping out of the way.
Unbiased opinions. They're great.
Exactly. So Spout Lore, spoutlore.com. go listen to them. If you can support them, because they're a lovely Canadian podcast and we want to promote the Canadian podcast. Also, you can find them wherever you're listening to podcasts. So
on podcast
that,
again?
On that podcast, podcast device that you're listening to, just type in Spout Lore and then you found it. Now hit follow or subscribe, depending on your app.
Subscribe.
And
download all the episodes.
All of them.
Maybe
just
go,
at once.
Go review
fill your phone
episode.
Up with podcast yeah. episodes.
Review.
Give some love.
Yeah. Review on Apple Podcasts or what's that other one? Pod Chaser. Pod Chaser is a good review
go.
One. Uh-huh. That frequently does like you know, give donations and stuff for reviews. So that go support them too. Look at this. It's just a good support session.
We're just plugging everyone.
Yeah. And so I appreciate, love. I think people probably really appreciate the step-by-step instructions in the middle of a podcast about how to
yes.
listen to a podcast. They've just stumbled upon it and made it this far.
See, that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand when they listen to podcasts. Is how to listen to different podcasts.
Exactly.
So go listen to Spout Lore, spoutlore.com or .ca. I can't remember actually now.
Try them both.
Spout Lore. Just find it. If you,
you
found yourself accidentally
works.
Somehow in this podcast and didn't know how you got here, now you know how you got here. So go do that for them.
Oh, and stay here because listen to the second
half
of the episode.
Yeah,
because
yes. it's just so, it's that, oh, the immediate next scene after any potential ads that are coming after this is just
solid gold.
So good.
Solid gold, man.
Also, it's .com.
Nailed it. We did it. .com. Okay, bye now.
Love you, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Count me down, Bone Sword.
Go.
No. Okay, so Boobs takes out a fucking bow staff, and then he starts doing a bunch of crazy bow staff moves, and he runs up real fast, wails on Jonathan, like, a few times, and then runs back to 10 feet as if he is scared. And then he pulls out two bags of three cheese dip, throws them both on Bone Sword, loose granules of cheese. And then Bone Sword, and then now it's slow motion. So pause that. pause the timer because it goes to slow motion. Okay. As
we've switched to bullet time.
We turn into bullet time. And then you guys see the quality of the light changes. And Bone Sword is dancing amid the shards of cheese as they descend from. Boobs is throwing more and more cheese on Bone Sword. And it's still bullet time. And then all of a sudden you see, and then you can hit regular time again. And then all of a sudden you see Boobs take out what looks like a handgun and then multiple times, but he's shooting him with bullets of necromancy. And then Jonathan comes back to life. Mostly it's the gun. He turns into everybody.
I mean, I thought it was going to be the staff and then the cheese, so the gun was a big surprise.
Oh, that was fucking amazing. Wow. Oh. That was
amazing.
I feel like I just
also,
witnessed something.
Fiery dance moves, Bone Sword.
Hey, thanks. I've been practicing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Necromancy is a lot about the pageantry. That's like half of it.
You know what?
Oh,
I really
sure,
noticed
yeah.
that. There was a lot of flair. Yeah. A lot of, like, do they teach you that? Is that a spice you got to put on yourself?
Self-taught. Never took a lesson.
Wow.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. So, hey, Jonathan, you with us?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Cool. How you feeling there, bud?
Why do I feel like I've been shot with cheese?
You're going to want to stand up slow. The blood will not be rushing to your head.
Okay.
So you need to prepare for that.
Oh. Yeah, whoa. Your body's mostly animated by, a dairy and some, like, necromantic energy that is going to discharge over the next, like, undetermined amount of time, however long you stay undead for.
Okay, so how long is that?
You tell me.
Okay.
Literally.
Cool.
Tell me how long you live for, and then I'll know how long I can bring people back to life for.
Well, we'll find out. We'll check back. I feel real drawn to you.
What? He has that effect on people.
His name is Boobs
Frankenstein.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
So he does have sort of like an ineffable sort of attractiveness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like an animal kind of magnetism.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just...
Yeah.
I'm just going to follow him around for a little while,
that's
okay?
That's cool. Oh, Jonathan, that's
your
sounds,
cloak on.
That sounds perfect. You should definitely
put my cloak on.
Yeah. You should probably become the shadow again.
Oh,
yeah.
Where's my cloak? Why am I naked?
What?
He's
is
naked?
That, is that... I'm sorry. Part of the, I'm sorry. Part of the we process, forgot to man. Ask whether or not Jonathan
the kelp
was
covering
clothed?
Him.
Don't know. Okay.
Is that just happened during the necromantic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I came back, I was 100% nude.
Spontaneous
as well.
Nudity is yeah. what... Okay.
Naked and there's extra holes?
What?
I don't know what happened. Well, because I was shot with cheese, right? You said?
No.
Oh.
You should be fine. There should be no holes.
Oh. I was shot with necromancy.
I shot him with bullets and necromancy.
Well, I'm going to have to explain these later.
Okay. Don't. Who's once seeing you naked, Jonathan?
No one will
put the
ask.
Robe on,
okay.
No one
that's
will
sad.
Ask. Also, it'd be rude for people to be like, what's that hole? It's a bit.
You're right.
People could see a pretty incredibly sized hole in a person. They will not say anything. Okay. That's why it's still cool for me to go to pools and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Really? You still go to pools even after the accident?
Yeah.
No bad memories or anything? I mean, it sounds like it was a pretty fucking sick flip, so.
Can you really have like a bad memory of a pool? You can have like a stressful memory of a pool, but they're all good.
Right. I mean, that's true. Because, I mean, you're in water on a hot day. Also, Glim, did you say a swear?
Well, because I was talking about...
Wow.
I mean, he was doing like awesome X Games flips and stuff, uh-huh. So it seemed like...
God, I'm so proud of you right now. Okay, let's get in this wagon. Let's get this show on the road.
Yeah.
Jonathan has donned his robes and is following really close behind Boobs.
Like
Frankenstein.
Close.
Yeah, because what Boobs has created is an undead servant.
Perfect.
Which is Boobs is now.
Nice.
you took an NPC from them.
Thank you.
And we're thrilled
about it.
We will
never be able to repay that
this kindness that you have visited upon us.
We have a couple other NPCs we really don't like, so if you guys could come back.
If you would care to do any Zumba with us.
Ouch.
I will say, I don't know if guns exist in this world.
They do now.
Well,
I mean, they do now. Necromancy guns,
yeah, they do. Specifically,
it's a thing.
Do.
Welcome to creating your own world.
Yeah, it could be your spellcasting, you know, channel divinity, you know, thing that you use.
Your focus,
sure.
It's a of your own design.
That's right.
Actually, we designed it. We drew it on the back of an envelope.
And
one night.
And if we're being real, the two guests ago, Michael Howie had a gun.
Oh, that's right.
It's true. He just never used it.
Because sometimes it's just fun to have one and not use it.
Just it be around Chekhov's gun, you know?
That's right.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
All right. So you go climb into this wagon, which no one has described. So it's tight.
No one
described it.
Because Abdul said of an indeterminate size. And then I turned and went, wow, that looks like a freaking huge wagon.
It's about the size of a 1992 Hyundai Sonata.
There's no way we're all going to fit in there.
I mean, you can fit a lot of people in a 1992 Hyundai Sonata.
So how do you work the front seat? You have to tip it forward, then push it? I'm unfamiliar with this
like
type of carriage.
There's two latches. Here, I'll show you. And I go and I mess with the things and slide the seat forward, hop in.
Oh, well, you made it look so easy.
I'm going to go in through this pot in the back here. There's like a little window that pops up. We ain't in here. Crawling through the little window at the back.
Is there a sunroof on this? I'm just asking, just so I know.
Is there a sunroof on it?
Yeah, there's a sunroof.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there is.
I feel like we might need one because I'm quite tall, so I might have my head out of it so that I fit.
In like the Flintstones.
Party girling?
Sure, yeah.
It's like it's prom.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're gonna have a never been kissed moment. You're gonna chuck eggs at someone, and then Sullivan Slate is just going to explode with pride.
All right, so the mule there will take off. Where did you guys say you were going, and what business was it?
What's that? Doug's Rest.
Yeah, or Victorville.
Yeah,
I don't know. We found different maps with different names of the same place.
Yeah.
Oh, that's confusing.
Yeah,
it is. It sucks.
It's hard enough to read a map.
Doug Victorsville? Should Just, you know, could combine be. The names.
Oh, Doug Victor sounds like an important person.
Yeah, enough to have both of his names in both names of a town both with two names.
Yeah.
Totally.
Sounds like a vampire who does accounting work on the side.
You guys have been places, seen things. I don't...
Yeah, well, we know, like, one vampire, Doug. We only know Doug.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We're self-employed. We need an accountant.
So...
Or else we get fucked by taxes.
I hear the taxes are really brutal if you were to pay them.
So you all pile in. It's a super tight fit. Like, you're, you know, shoulder to shoulder.
It's so tight in here. It's like cheek to bowel. Come on.
Some of your contents are spilling out. Moot, the book falls out of your bag.
Oh, shh.
You dropped a book. Here, and Bonesword reaches down and picks up the book. You dropped a book.
Oh,
thanks. Someone, I didn't even, thanks.
I glance at the cover before he takes it.
You definitely recognize this as having infernal runes on it. And you catch the title, which is...
What was it? Portals and Such?
No, that's the other game.
That was in the other game.
Oh, God, that was the other game. I just had two timelines.
Yeah, two timelines. There's so many timelines. The Prophecy of Orcus is what you see.
I lean back and I make this face at Boobs. I'm like,
excuse me, sir. Your eyebrows are so high up in the air.
Sorry. I don't have a lot of control over my facial muscles anymore. Nothing.
That checks out.
So, do you guys like what kind of bands do you guys like? Do you like Alchemical Romance or like we like to sing on road trips?
Yeah. Do you ever listen to Welcome to the Black Flame Parade?
I'm also pretty, I've been getting really into Blink Dog 182, if, anyways.
I wish I had, like, band funds ready to go.
Yeah, there's also Fallout, Halfling.
Summoner
41. Yeah, I have heard of Fallout Halfling, but I think that it's just Summoner 41. I like those guys though. Yeah, that's good.
Avril Lavigne,
Metallica, Urgy.
I'm sure that we got more at us.
Yeah, we'll find them. Now we'll find them now. You guys want to play like a road game or something?
Yeah,
just gonna blow past your fucking question.
I'm just Bonesword's just blathering to try and act like he's not interested in the book. Yeah.
And Boobs is like, whoa, is that an Orcus book?
Man, I was working so hard.
I don't know. Is that what it says?
It's a wait, Russ. I literally forgot what the name of the book was.
Prophecy of Orcus.
Orcus and stuff. Yeah.
It was just Orcus book.
They can't read it.
Orcus for Dummies.
Prophecy of Orcus, an autobiography.
Whoa! Is it signed on the inside?
Yeah. Russ, we don't know that. That's what it. We can't read it at all. Correct?
No. Yeah.
We were just
no idea.
How did this book come into our possession again?
It was back in Hardcastle. You took it from the mayor.
Scared off Mayor Baron.
So like I spy, or what were you thinking? You suggested a road game. You know I love road games.
I'm sorry. I gotta circle back to Boobs here, because if this is an Orcus book, then it's something pretty important. And Moot, you should probably not have your foot on it right now.
I'll take it.
Oh, sure.
You probably shouldn't hand it. Yeah, thank you.
I'll just put it back in my bag. But you can read the weird runes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can read some. Boobs taught me.
Well, I think Bonesword, you actually have an intrinsic understanding of the runes because your brain is animated by, Orcus Light or whatever. Fuck, I don't know any of the stuff.
It's no, I like here, Orcus
give me the Orcus
Light.
Book.
No.
Give me the Orcus
don't
book,
you,
I'll open it,
hold
I'll
on
figure
a second.
It out.
Boobs, wait, I've been trying to tell you, Boobs, I've been animated by necromantic energy. Infernal energy is a totally different thing.
Who's driving this this way.
It drives itself. Don't worry about it.
Okay, it's fine.
That's Hyundai. He takes control.
Yeah, Hyundai is an undead opossum that's pulling the
mule. He said mule.
Oh, I was gonna say I feel like mule opossum.
Yes, and there's an opossum riding on the top. Mule.
Oh, yeah, it's yeah. So cute.
100% there is.
Yep.
Yep.
They were both animated at the same time next to each other, so they're functionally one entity.
Oh, so yeah. if they get separated, it's bad. Yeah.
Just really do not separate them.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I'd like to roll insight.
Oh, you want to play the game?
I was like, what? You want to live or die? Was just a what are we even doing?
Hold on. I didn't sign up for dice.
We're only making Abdul do things to play.
I know, right?
I signed up for making up fantasy equivalents of early 2000s pop punk bands, and that's it.
That's right. That was good. If you go quiet for a long time, we'll know what you're doing.
Can I roll for Sully to do an insight thing?
your rules don't control me, Abdul.
What are you trying to insight?
I'm trying to figure out if their intention is to snatch this book. If they're like, okay, so
right,
Orcus, bad guy. But, I mean, not everyone working for Orcus has got to be a bad guy. These two seem pretty cool, right? Like, you know, it's like an MLM situation, right? Yeah. All MLMs are bad, but not all people working for MLMs are bad.
Yeah. Some are just confused.
Some just want that Jamberry money. So,
for example.
Yeah. For example, I don't
just,
know.
Just a random example.
Definitely a recovered MLM person.
So you can roll in...
I can say this.
Abdul, for boobs out of game, is he trying to steal the book or does he just want to read it?
And if he reads it, though, I want to know he's not going to like.
You can't know everything.
I want to know if he's going to read like a fucking spell and murder us all.
You can't read his mind. Okay. Are you trying to look at it just to read it or are you trying to steal it?
I'm not trying to steal it. Okay. I just wanted to look at it.
Okay. Then you roll insight.
Okay. Because I want to know if what he's planning is evil. Well, that was a net one, so it's just completely on brand.
You believe everything that you believe. He's totally like he's been.
I'm
totally
personally falling in love with boobs.
He's forthcoming with
he's
you on
so
everything.
He's so powerful.
He's brought Jonathan back.
That's a negative
said.
Against
he's giving
him.
Giving us
but...
a ride. I mean, it's
yeah,
yeah.
These guys are pretty awesome.
I mean, like I.
You have no reason not to trust
them. We're
all
stuck in here. It's like, where are they going? Maybe we could just get some more information from them if we let them just read. But, like, don't cast some sort of horrible spell that turns the world completely evil or something like that, okay?
Is that what Orcus does?
Orcus is like, we heard some negative stuff is all. It's like, we're Team Bahamut, yeah?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we are.
And then Orcus is kind of like the opposite, I guess. And so that naturally makes me think that if Bahamut is all like good and stuff, the Orcus is like bad and stuff. Did you not know?
That does not track with what we know about Orcus.
Yeah, no.
Are we talking about the same dude?
Oh, shit. Are they about to proselytize up in here? Glim, are you ready to get a spoonful of your own medicine?
You guys want to hear about the word Orcus? Boobs, take it away.
Look, this is what we know about Orcus. Orcus is a whale party god. He is half orca, half raucous. 100% good time. That's what I know about Orcus because I saw it on a poster in a different town. And that's why we're going to the town that we're going to, Victorsville.
I loved everything about that.
That does sound...
Sounds pretty good, right?
Sounds pretty cool.
That sounds really rocking, you know? Like, I mean, goodness and equality and stuff, that's great. But, I mean, pot orca? That's like a kind of pig, isn't it?
Well, hey, if they can read the book, maybe we can get some more info. Because the book said, what, the prophecy of Orcus?
Right, so, like what he's all about?
Yeah.
That should give us some, like, insight into what's going on, right?
Yeah, as long as you don't roll a one.
Oh, you still get something if you roll a one.
I didn't.
So maybe I'll just, like, sidle right on up next to Boobs, and we'll read this book together.
Oh my
he
God.
Can, like, walk me through
are
it.
Are you going to hold one side of it, and then he's going to hold the other side, so you guys are, like, reading, like...
I would assume as much.
Yeah, just elbow to elbow, knee
to
knee.
Yeah, Bonesword climbs right over you. To let you into the middle seat so you can sit next to Boobs.
All right. So, Boobs, you're reading this book, yes?
Yeah, and Moot has shuffled into my lap, and I've got my arms around him like it's that scene from Ghost.
Perfect. I'm fully on board with this.
Okay, roll
me. Do you take his finger and lift it to your mouth and lick it, and then turn the page with his finger?
I mean, I would have to assume so if we're recreating.
It just seems right.
Is it okay? Boobs. Wait, can I roll to see how okay Moot is with this? I don't want to do anything that he's not.
I mean, you can just
Moot's totally fine
ask
with
him. You can roll something if you want to, or you can just ask Moot. That's totally fine too. But when you are ready to read the book, I'll get you to roll percentile dice to tell, and I'll tell you which passage you find first.
Okay, so I do the thing that Amy said, where I take Moot's finger and then I put it in my mouth, and I'm like, someone had mustard today. And then
Moots are like Grey Papa.
Yes. It was a hot German.
Oh yeah, it was.
Bonesword has an air horn.
I mean, that tracks.
That definitely does.
I'm assuming he used it as he was flipping to his dad.
I have two. Just both hands.
You've got holsters for them.
Yeah.
Custom leather work.
Oh. Okay, so you flip to a passage. Please roll percentile dice, which should be two D10s. One should have
Wait.
Go ahead.
How does Moot react to the... I guess my sexual
I kind of glance over at Sully and I'm like, I don't really know what to do, but okay. Whatever. I'm just good with it.
It's not what you woke up expecting to want, but now
definitely
that it's
not
been presented,
it's a reawakening.
Okay.
It's what it is.
I'm not opposed to it.
Okay.
Sully's nice. A little jealous, frankly, sitting there like,
I can show you the way.
That needs to be behind the paywall, right?
Oh, yeah, that's get right. Get that Dosny out of here. Get
Look,
off
nobody
key.
Was talking over it. I can cut that clean. It's fine.
Okay, so I roll.
Well?
Yes.
2 percentile dice. Okay. So I put my hands around him. And then we do the finger thing. And then you hear, I've had the time of my life.
Fuck, that's not the right song.
No, but I mean, it's
good.
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze. I'm going to let it go.
Yep.
You had a 50-50 shot again there, right? And you know,
I got 48.
Just in chat here, I dropped the passage that you find.
So it says, prophecy of his rise and the rule of all the plains, bringing the end of pain, suffering, illness, and the burden of life. And here's the thing, is I chose not to pay attention to any where any of the commas were in that sentence. Kind of just read it in fits and starts. So your listeners are going to have to go back and listen probably a couple of times.
Punctuation in Infernal is really complicated.
Yeah, and I feel like when you're like following along with a finger, it's a lot harder to like hit the right beats.
Well, especially with not your own finger too. So it's like, yeah, it's a little awkward. But I mean, that doesn't sound that bad, you guys.
It sounds awesome is what it sounds like.
I mean, no more pain and suffering?
I mean, that's good. The burden of life part was a little...
That's all doc.
Well, maybe that's just like one page. Maybe if you find a different one, maybe it gets back to that party stuff you were talking about.
I was hoping for more orca. Like, more whale stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like, how did he become whale? I thought he was a pig.
Boobs, should we find another passage?
Yeah, let's flip to another page. Just another random page.
Give me another roll.
Here we go.
Come on, 48 again.
And then it goes, I've had the time of my life.
You missed it again. Still. You did the same one.
Same song.
33 this time.
Okay, then you find this passage.
I love reading it first. Yeah, sleeping with the DM. It's like you see a screen.
I get all the good lore.
That's right, I do.
Scrape the cream lore off the top.
Cream Lore is a band that we saw last week.
Yeah, it sounds dope. I haven't seen a band in a really long time.
Everyone in the first three rows gets creamed.
That's what we call it.
Is the with
sit in the splash zone?
Like, okay.
Whatever you're thinking about. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Dan.
It's all in there. I've been to that one too.
Oh, what?
Well, you know.
You too?
I'm a captain. You got to go to these things.
Really?
Yeah. It's part of the captain's log.
Question one, are you on a boat right now? Question yep. two, have you ever been
creamed at a concert?
Creamed at a concert. Have you ever been in rows 1 through 3 at a concert and been creamed?
And been creamed, yeah.
Yes or no?
It's pretty precise, but yeah.
Okay.
It explains a lot about your captaining skills, to be honest, if this was the exam.
It was a pretty tough exam. Grueling, if you will. What does that book say?
No, hold on. We're going to talk more about concerts we've been to. Yeah.
One time I was creamed at a Korn concert. That was pretty good.
Oh.
Korn with a C.
Right. Yeah.
That's the fantasy equivalent of Korn with a K.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this one says, orcas will gain the powers of the gods by destroying them one by one.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
So that one seems...
In a dance-off, he adds...
Oh, wow. All right.
Well, hold on, though. How do you gain powers from a dance-off? That seems a little not technical enough.
And obviously, if there was a dance-off, Bahamut would win because he has, the power of righteousness moving through him to, give him the best moves.
You've obviously never been creamed at a concert, so...
Yeah, it is not about righteousness, let me tell you.
Oh. Well, death of gods? That sounds bad.
No. Not death. Destruction.
Oh. Different. Well.
Oh, hold on. So he takes the powers and just leaves them powerless and helpless?
What's the syntax in Infernal? I'm not great with it, but destruction, just kind of broadly, is ending, like an end.
Like when you say defeating, you don't necessarily mean killing.
Yeah. No, if I I destroyed a plate of nachos last night, you don't think that I killed those plate of nachos. So what if I were to say I was playing my lute last night and I destroyed Rod of Wonderwall? You would not think that I killed it. I just did a really good job.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Also, he's just going to do a really good job
there
with them one by one.
Yeah, you're getting it.
Is this
it.
A
you're
sex thing?
Huh.
I can't say.
Well, nobody can. These are gods. Our brains cannot comprehend. Well, maybe Glim's can. I'm not sure.
The terrain has gotten quite rocky, more than you would expect, given the path that you were on. You look over or out the window, you crank it down.
Sorry, we don't have power windows. You got to crank it. You have to push it in
a 92 Sonata or whatever.
You have to push it when you're cranking it too, or it won't go down.
Yes, you do.
Who's on the window?
I guess I am now.
Okay, you look out the window and you see that there's rocky rubble that looks like it's been kind of heaved up. And as you poke your head out, you see this large worm-like creature turn to you and it opens its tines and jumps towards your face.
I pull my head back in and then I start rolling the window back up.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 91, is starring Amy Moore as Sully, Carla Maxted as Glim, Tom Laird as Moot, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master, with special guest Sean O'Hara as Bonesword and Abdul Aziz as Boobs Frankenstein. Find more from Sean and Abdul by listening to Spout Lore at spoutlore.com or searching for Spout Lore wherever you listen to podcasts. Editing, production, and sound design is by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Kevin MacLeod and Epidemic Sound, and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Stevie, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Devin Michaels, Aaron Stevens, and Eric Houlihan. Support Dungeons & Dragons and our many other productions and get access to an exclusive podcast and bonus episodes, all while helping us unlock the special Grants' Flamekins episode, Escaping the Abyss, when we reach 100 patrons at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can also follow us at facebook.com/dumbdragoncast and on Instagram and Twitter at dumbdragoncast. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah. Sorry, we have two different games. Well, we have three different games. Four different games?
Well, we have four different games.
There are book plot lines in two of them, and it's very confusing.
Books are real
nerds. I thought this was Portals and such. This is not the right book.
A D&D podcast, and then there's book storylines. So, like, we're pretty fucking rad. It's what
the best way to get information across in an audio medium is through a book, okay?
That's right.
Yep.
You spend the next 45 minutes reading a book in real time.
It's literally the last, like, 8 months of episodes have revolved around a single library in Spelllore. We've been living in a library like a bunch of fucking virgins who love words. Like, fuck that. I want to live at a punk rock concert while shotgunning a 40 of Old English. That's what I want to do.
You can tell Abdul's never had a sip of alcohol in his entire life.
We're all like,
he accurately described a Danko Jones concert
that
experience.
That sounds
so
fun. I'm not sure what to say. Well, from the things that we've heard, yeah, he's like pretty, like wants everyone dead, right? And so that he can free.
Does Sully know
them.
That?
Didn't we figure that? Guys, listen, we've played so many. We've got two games going on with Orcus, and Dia knows a lot about Orcus. I don't know. What the fuck does Sully know
about
Orcus?
I don't know what we know about Orcus. Because maybe he's a bad guy.
Nothing?
I'm trying
to think
even know he's bad? God.
You got the book. You know.
Well,
you saw like a skeleton
thing.
Remember
that one-eyed boy? And then we found like that was all connected to Orcus. It's ominous, man.
Yeah,
okay,
it's
so
ominous.
I know it's
us
ominous.
About Orcus, though,
okay,
didn't he?
Yeah,
but like
yeah.
No specifics, but
yeah.
Like
okay, yeah.
Okay,
you got general
that one-eyed boy. He's a liar.
He's
a liar.
Liar.
Jared
he just wants attention.
You guys want to hear about the word Orcus? Boobs, take it away.
All right. Epic rap
get
battle.
Ready for me to talk for another 45 unbroken minutes.
Please rap about
start
it.
Start the timer.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, Martha, look, the new season is coming. Get the snacks ready.
Okay.
In a dangerous new world.
Well, we can see the helicopters coming in. It looks like the teams are arriving for this season of Soul Survivor.
Live-action role players will fight.
I'm Sequoia.
Just go.
I'm Myrna.
Grant checking in.
We agreed to just call me Sky.
Name's Dale.
I'm Cole.
Hannah.
To Bill.
I need the feathers for my arrows.
Sequoia, maybe you need to grab some things.
To outsmart.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We'll look for him.
Not again.
To survive.
No, don't. No.
Facing Fate, Black Knight, available at facingfate.com and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, beginning June 14th.
I don't know if I want to live anymore. I just want it to end.
A Dumb Dragons production.